This is just kickbacks. That's all we get.
I think I told Roger last time. I was like, isn't this like volunteering? Like,
oh, man.
This is different than the description that was in.
Yeah, this looks. Yeah, than this. What was originally? Well, no, I don't even know if this was original.
No. The original had a bigger cut.
Yeah.
It is 6 p.m. on Monday, January 22nd, 2018. We'll call the Village of Alloway Plan Commission meeting to order, and we'll start with roll call. Nyberg?
Here.
Noor?
Here.
Kornowski is here. Wheeler?
Here.
Anybody I missed? Okay. Item number two, modify or adopt the agenda. We've got a couple modifications. We will remove items 9, 10, and 11 in the interest of public safety. And also in item number six, instead of apartments, please substitute that with condominiums. Item number eight is questionable. We are going to try to get out of here, 6:45 or before 7 if possible with the conditions of the roads. So we'll, like I said, eight is questionable. We'll see how far we get with the first couple of items. So with those modifications, does anybody have any comments or... Anything? Is there a motion to approve?
A motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. The modified agenda carries. Did you get all that down, Charlie? Item number three, minutes from November 27th, 2017. Does anybody have any comments or changes to those minutes? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain. I wasn't present for the meeting.
Minutes carried. Item number four, announcements. Are there any announcements from the Plan Commission or from staff?
No.
No announcements? Okay. Very good. Item number five, public appearances. If there's anybody from the public that would like to talk, please step up to the podium, state your name and address, and proceed to speak.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm one of the former co-chairmen of the Alloway Bike Ped Committee. I understand that this year the Plan Commission is scheduled to update the five-year plan. I didn't know if you were actually going to go ahead and do it this year. Are you going to, do you know if you're going to update the five-year plan?
Yeah, I believe we talked about that in 2018 or is it 2019?
We're required to do it every 10 years.
Every 10 years, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So you're not going to do it this year?
I mean, we can review it, but I don't think it's, we just amended it in 2015. I don't know if
yeah, that's right.
100% necessary. But we can definitely review it at a future meeting.
And updates. Well, the reason being is that with the corridor study being done and lots of development going on, the comprehensive plan should be updated, whether it's just a one- or a two-page update of some kind. But I think that it should be updated. They talk about the prison going in. If the prisons can go in, there's going to be a lot of changes going to need to be made so people can kind of figure out what's going on over there with regards to that would have to be a new TID district in order to fund streets and that type of thing. So an annual update, something as simple as a page or two would be helpful to tell the people in the village of what's going on. And then also on there, I'd like to see access to the Fox River Trail from West St. Joseph Street. There's no access within 3/4 of a mile. I work on that street, and a lot of people are cutting across private property to get to the trail there. So at some point, there should be some sort of official plan to get people from West St. Joseph Street to the Fox River Trail so they don't have to trespass on private property. Some of the new developments that are going to go in, you can count on the property owners to just let people do it, but signs have been going up at various locations along the Fox River Trail saying no trespassing, no parking, that type of thing. So it is becoming an issue. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. And then, Trevor, if you just want to make a note to on the comp plan, we can look at it at a future date if we choose to as a commission.
Sure.
Trustee Dart has joined us at 6.04 p.m.
Thank you.
She's in attendance. Okay. Item number 6, action regarding approval of conditional use petition for Mowen Associates to construct condominiums on 3010 Riverside Drive, southwest of Green Bay Correctional Institution, main entrance. Trevor, do you want to take the ball initially on this?
Sure. I'll try and keep it brief. This is the same site that received a approval of conditional use a few months back. The developer has now changed the concept to condominiums instead of apartments, so I believe before it was 32 or 36 apartment units on the site, and now they're planning for 15 condo units, so less dense. Spoke with the adjoining property owner to the north today. He said with the decrease in density and with the change being from apartments to condos, condos being more long-term, the fence isn't 100% necessary, but He hasn't made a final decision on that.
Which neighbor was that? Say, office building?
Correct.
Okay.
So the conditional use for the last, back in September when it was approved, required a fence along the north property line. Speaking with the developer, talked about trail access. They're still willing to provide the trail access around the pond to connect with the Fox River Trail. Talked about it internally with staff and a little bit with the developer about parking. Obviously, the condo, it's a little more intimate setting. It's don't necessarily want a lot of public there. And with guest parking already being, you know, in front of their units, public trail parking, I don't know if it's 100% necessary. Especially because, like we talked about, either at the village board or the planning commission, when this was being approved before, that if you're in your car and you're driving to the trail, it's just as easy to go to Fox River or Gold Landing and park your car and get on the trail there as it is to drive here. The big thing is providing that pedestrian access to the trail, and so that will still be provided. I guess developer's here tonight. Answer any further questions.
Can I? I talked to someone who's on the board for Heritage Hill about. I talked in general about the fact that there were apartments planned and the trail was going to connect them back. And I asked him to talk generally to the Heritage Hill Board to see if they were looking at using the property that they have on the other side of the up of the office building to put parking in, and that maybe there could be some kind of a joint project where that could connect into the trail, you know, so that the parking would be down on Heritage Hill property underneath the bridge, and I haven't heard back from them. And I'm also the secretary with the Friends of the Fox River Trail, and we would be willing to, you know, partner to try to get a, you know, couple entities to come together and do maybe the village, Heritage Hill, the owner, you know, to get something better down there with connectivity in a parking lot. But nothing, there's nothing in, it's all kind of in a concept, like, why don't you think about it? And I haven't heard anything back from them. And I also told them that they should, you know, if Harry Child were interested, they should contact the village and me and even the property owners to see if there was some way to work something out. But that's just kind of an aside on the... So it's really good that that trail is going in because it would connect into parking, but the parking would be on the other side on property that Heritage Hill has because they're looking for overflow parking. You know, but I don't know if they have money for it or if it's in their long-range plan or what they want to do. So just to kind of put that out there.
You're talking about up here, Becky?
Yeah, in that area, not directly under the bridge, but just the other side back down the other way. On that side of the bridge there in that grayer area there, you know, that it the, because then they could connect into that path of 172 and PF overflow parking and take the 172 path and connect there to go to Heritage Hill, but also could then connect into the around the pond, you know. So it's just something that's out there and something that the property owners could be looking at, and that, you know, if we can get everybody to the table. Because that's what we try to do with the Friends of the Fox River Trail is to, because there's so many, we kind of specialize in bringing the groups together. We did that in DePere where there was a bathroom that had a cow path to it, but it was on Brown County property and on DePere property, and nobody wanted to pay for it because it crossed it. So we got everybody to contribute one third and got it done. So that kind of, those kind of things that we like to see happen. There, I also noticed that on the map here, it said in the description that there was a parking or a driveway for the front two condos off of Riverside and then a separate driveway for the rest of them. But it doesn't look like that in the drawing, and I just wondered if there was a difference at which one is it going to be. I'm just...
Steve Eden with my home associates. Is that the one you're talking about by Riverside there?
Yeah.
That changed a little bit. We have grade issues there that we're trying to resolve the best we can, so we're going to come in a little bit further westerly of the access point, and you can see how we're going to...
But this is not the description in the...
Right,
in the
it's probably a little bit different in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Just, as we started looking at some of the engineering, we found a better way to do this.
Okay.
So if you have any other questions for me, I certainly can answer them. Why the change? Just made more sense with the engineering of it to do it this way. Just a real quick comment regarding parking, you know, that all these are two-stall garages on these units, so then you have two-stall garage, and then you also have an additional two spots in front of your garage, so each unit's going to have basically four parking stalls. You know, I know everybody has to park in the garages, but typically you can do a car in there and do a medium parking for everybody on the site, so a little bit different than what the apartment setup was.
Yeah, I see it as a better fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else?
Steve, one question that I did email John about this today, and he got back to me, but just for the information, there is showing the deck right here, and yeah. I asked John about it, and he said that you guys were addressing it. And
yeah, we'll probably just pull it forward a little bit, or we'll just change that deck a little bit. We weren't super worried about it. That's how we ended up on here, but yeah, we'll have to get modified to make sure it's out of that setback, but pretty minor. We have plenty of room to slide it through to the north if we need to, or you can modify the deck a little bit.
Have you thought about what you were going to do with sanitation as far as, is there a common area that I'm missing where there's going to be dumpsters, or are you going to have it at each unit?
Typically, you'd have one common location for everybody to dump, and then you just contract it out.
Do you know where you're going to do it on site?
I don't know for sure where the best place would be. I think they were going to let Tanya, our engineer, kind of more determine that. It's probably going to come. It's going to probably come in. You come straight in all the way up Riverside. Probably we're going to want them to five pull straight in, and then they can do a wide turn back out of there. So kind of right down by that other. I'm not sure what the buildings are on the corner. Yeah, right in that area. Probably down in there, just because it's an easy way to get in. I can do a wide turn with the truck to get back out of there.
Sure.
That's probably going to be our best location.
You're not going to have it facing Riverside. I guess that's the question I'm asking. You're going to have it deeper on the site.
Yeah. It's a little harder to put up at Riverside just because of the grades.
Okay.
It's too hard to bring a big truck in and turn them, 90 degrees and then get them back out. And, I'm sure it'll be situated at least halfway to the site. There's a one other location that's possible, but we haven't fully determined that yet. It just depends on how we can get them in and out of there easy.
Are these condos going to have basements?
Yep.
Board basements?
Yes.
Just out of curiosity, are there going to be walkout basements? But the way
they're not going to be walkout, they're going to be exposed lower levels.
Okay.
Well, they'll be able to finish the lower level with 4-foot windows, but they're not going to walk out.
Okay.
Are they all one story?
They're ranch style with a full basement.
Okay.
There's two floor plans, one bedroom up and then one with two bedrooms up. And they're going to have the option to finish the lower levels on either one. They're going to range in price from $300,000 to $350,000, depending on the upgrades. They'll be able to pick their own amenities, their own allowances for cabinets, flooring, that they could. The basic floor plans are going to be what we see here because we're restricted by the land that we have. So the floor plans are the size of it's not going to change. The interior is going to change, but not the outside.
Planning on building the condos as you have buyers, or are you going to build the condos and market them concurrently?
We're going to build two buildings to start, and then we'll custom build from there.
Which two buildings are you going to start with?
We don't know yet. That's up to the engineering.
Are you going to clear the site and have everything ready to go for?
Yeah, we're going to have to do all the site engineering ahead of time because the water comes from Riverside and the sanitary comes
right.
From the easement, so we're going to have to connect those, build this street, and there's going to be a retaining wall on Riverside there, so the first building will be lower than Riverside Drive. We're going to landscape that real nice, so there'll be a lot of privacy, and there'll be a nice entrance monument, some type of monument, so it'll be nice and secluded.
Sure.
On that site. Most of the buildings will have a southern. The four on the right there all have southern exposure to the back, and they've got that wetland, that conservancy area to the back of them. And then the ones that back up to the trail, those are really nice. They'll look a pond and a trail. And the one on the north end, the right hand side right there will have a great view of the river to the north, and the other one's southern exposure. So they each have their own little amenities that are going to sell them.
With the retaining wall up on Riverside, is there going to be enough room for a future sidewalk when the road is rebuilt?
That's drawn on there.
Okay. So that'll be you won't have to like redo the wall when they decide to put a sidewalk in there. Okay. I just wanted to make sure they leave enough room for it.
It'll help for the sidewalk because we'll keep that elevation that the sidewalk wants to be at.
Okay.
This is the retaining wall, right?
What's the next step after conditional use? Are we going to have more site plan review?
More site plan review.
Yeah, okay. I won't delve into the site then. The use is something that's come before us before, and the developer has made some nice improvements, I think. I think it looks pretty good with less density.
Mm-hmm. We, The reason, if you want to know why we changed from apartments to condominiums, is basically it's the cost factor.
Okay.
And we're building the other ones in Old Chapel Hill.
Yep.
The costs are, it's a great project to rent out, very good, but you know, cost-wise, it's just it's, apartments are becoming way too expensive for what the rental market is. There's a huge need for, you know, we feel that most of these buyers are going to come right from Alloway now to live in Alloway and don't want a bigger home and want, you know, carefree, maintenance-free living.
What's causing the apartment cost spike? Softwood?
Pardon me?
Softwood lumber, what's the apartment cost spike? That's, or just general trades?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything is going up. It's hard to build things now.
Okay.
There's a shortage of labor and materials are up, and so the people that are doing it are costing, you know, they're charging more. Well, we're really excited about this project. We think this will be a real great project for Alloway.
Okay. So we'll see this again in a month?
I think so. Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
All right. Does anybody else have any comments for the developer or concerns? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Approve the conditional use permit for the condos on 3010 Riverside Drive.
Any conditions or?
I didn't hear any. I don't think we had any at this point.
Okay. You don't want to keep that trail in there or anything?
Yeah, I think that's
in there.
Yeah, that's in there already, is what we thought. So we have a motion. Do we have a second? We have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Approved. Thank you for coming out here tonight in this weather.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
All right. Item number 7, action regarding approval of request for proposal for zoning code rewrite project. So what we have in the packet is basically a summary of what the zoning code RFP is going to kind of entail. Looks like it's pretty succinct. So, Trevor and Brad, what you guys are looking for is if we have anything that we want to maybe add to the RFP, or I didn't see anything in here that would need to be stricken.
I have a question.
Sure.
I think it's page 3, number 4.
I'm sorry, which page?
3. I'm not sure what it means, so. Specifically identify the elements that are assumed approval. Approvable. That are assumed approval are not allowed. I think I get it. So, but how do we know what someone assumes?
Yeah, maybe I should clarify that. I guess I was thinking more along the lines of it's kind of commonplace, but I guess that can change over time too. So that should be specified.
Number 5, I put a note to myself here. That's going to be hard to do, isn't it? I mean, it's a nice concept. Same page, under 4.
It will be hard to do, yeah. That's why I'm asking the experts to do it.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, this is very complicated when you look at it.
Right.
And for number 6, that I was thinking, and how is that done? Is that done with links? The ordinance should minimize need to flip back. I mean, would you do that by having links in there? Is that
links? Yeah. So it'd be more electronic, but if you had a printed copy, you'd still have to be flipping back and forth.
Okay. The reason I'm asking so many questions is because you asked. You work on this project, so I want to know. I understand.
No, I appreciate that. And a lot of this was taken since we've been talking about this for a year and a half or more. I've been collecting RFPs as I see them come up from different municipalities. So a lot of this is just kind of meshed together from a lot of different RFPs and identifying what the needs are of the village. As certain things come up, I've been keeping in a running list of what we're looking for. And so I made sure that those were included.
I figured it was. It looks very complicated.
How do you know who to actually send us out to or who does this?
We'll probably advertise it with the League of Municipalities, Wisconsin Municipalities, but on a few other websites similar to that. But then we'll also direct mail to different consultants that are known to. Right. The city of the Pier recently sent out an RFP for their zoning code late last year. Mm-hmm. And so my plan is to contact the city of the Pier. I also know city of Monroe did one not too long ago, Wisconsin Rapids, city of Oshkosh. So I'll contact them too and make sure that you're getting all the all of the reputable firms.
In number 5, where you say concurrent with the village comprehensive plan and other planning documents. So I just don't know if this is relevant or not, but I know maybe 6 years ago there was a waterfront redevelopment document. I don't think it was ever used for much, but I know it's laying around here somewhere, done by Brown County. But I think they're redoing one, aren't they? I mean, I'm just, my point would be, is that something we have to, you know, point at too, or look at?
No. It's not something that, I guess, we would necessarily...
Would be relevant for zoning?
Right. I know which plan you're talking about. I actually think I've seen it. It may not be on my desk, but I've seen it around the office, but...
Okay, it's not something we have to think about.
Couple of things you might want to consider, Trevor, is with your responses to questions. What I did in the past was set up an FTP off the website.
Okay.
And then just posted all the questions and answers that might help you with some phone calls and stuff. And then in your project budget, I'd hate to see us get kind of gunked up with travel expenses. Because it's going to be near impossible for them to give you a lump sum not to exceed if they don't know how many meetings they may have to attend. So even if you wanted to give a generic skeleton of one plan commission meeting a month, one village board meeting a month, and itemize those costs out so that if they occur, we incur the cost. If they do not occur, we do not incur the cost. Otherwise, you may find yourself paying a lot in hourly fees and not realizing it until you get a bill.
Okay.
Been there. You know, if you ask them to come to a meeting and then all of a sudden it's $400 bill shows up and you don't know, you know, you thought it was free but it wasn't, the fine print in the proposal. So those are some things that you may want to just keep an eye on if you could tighten up what a meeting schedule would look like. This might be a 3-year project. It could be.
Yeah.
It has potential to be, and that's a lot of meetings. So for you to think that they're going to be able to tell you a lump sum not to exceed, it's, you know...
Not realistic.
Not realistic for if there's going to be a lot of travel and a lot of meetings and a lot of deliverables, mm-hmm. too. You're going to want to get some sort of itemization of what a deliverable costs.
Print or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, printing. It doesn't sound like much, but it is. It could be $100 to $500 in extra cost.
I was going to say, ask them to outline their, you know, if we want to have them list reimbursable expenses, have
yeah.
an outline
put those out.
Reimbursable expenses.
So this,
and if there's a markup on them.
Yeah. When you do put together a skeleton schedule, and it doesn't have to be exact, but you want to have some sort of anticipated completion jive with that, you know, when certain approvals will happen or that kind of thing. Otherwise, it could go much longer than you want it to. However you want to do it, I'm not, you know, there's no right or wrong way to do that, but just to spell it out as much as you can.
The only other thing I kind of saw under the request for proposal requirements, number two, you have firm history, brief history of the firm, including short case studies of similar projects carried out by the firm, and then number five, you have examples, demonstrated related projects. Those are kind of redundant, and I would hate for people to feel like they have to just repeat the same thing twice in their proposal, and you get like a 100-page proposal you got to dig through. So.
Sure. What numbers were those?
Number two, the second half of it, and then number five, they're kind of the same. You know, unless you want, you know, one of them to be really detailed as one specific case study. Otherwise, I mean, I think you could just strike that from the number two, including a short case study of similar projects carried out by the firm. I think you could probably just strike that if number five is sufficient.
Yeah, so my comment on the time schedule, maybe in item number four in the requirements, you did something around the number of meetings that will be required. that would just be hard for them to put together a time schedule not knowing exactly when approvals will occur. Does that make sense?
Yep.
It could be as simple as just listing out what when the regular meetings of the Plan Commission and when the Village Board are so that they know every last Monday of every month they can get approval from the Plan Commission or whatever else.
Okay.
Do you know who will be reviewing proposals when they come in at this time?
Well, I spoke with Wes and Penny, and I was hoping the Plan Commission's okay with those two individuals representing the Plan Commission. Penny obviously also representing the trustees. And I also was Brad and myself, and then an area planner. I have one in mind, but I haven't had a hold of him yet.
I just want to make sure there's enough time to, when you get the proposals in, for reviewing them too, because I know sometimes that.
Yeah, they're like 70 pages long.
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, sometimes when we submit proposals, they're 100 pages and that takes a long time to review.
Yeah.
Sure. I can go in a few weeks here.
Yeah, I know you have March through April, so I just wanted to make sure so that everyone's cool with that.
Any other comments on the RFP or changes? What I've found in the past is that a lot of these consultants submit on these projects, you know, throughout the year, and they have a standard form that they're going to use. So there's some details in the RFP that they're going to pay close attention to, but a lot of the scope stuff, they already are submitting for zoning ordinance updates to all these different communities. So you're going to get their boilerplate until you bring them in and talk to them specifically. So yeah. We don't have to beat ourselves too much up on scope stuff.
That's what I found out when I have been reaching out to other municipalities. They said don't try and be overly prescriptive as what you want,
yeah.
Because City of Monroe, for example, they were overly prescriptive and they only got 2 responses, whereas the peer got 7, which is a lot better.
Yeah, these consultants will tell us what we need.
Right.
Okay, any other comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the RFP.
Motion to approve request for proposal for zoning code rewrite project.
Is there a second? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, approved. I think we probably have time for item number 8. You said it was pretty quick. Discussion action regarding Green Bay Area School District, Webster Elementary, and PHM Webster Park proposal.
All right, so Green Bay Public School is looking at doing an addition to their existing building. Have the floor plan here. So this is their existing auditorium. They're looking at adding on a stage as well as a stage prep area, a multi-purpose classroom, and then a regular classroom. And in order to do so, they have to somewhat encroach onto parkland. So this outlines the property line currently. So this is Green Bay Public School district property, and then this is all Webster Park property. And so the addition will be coming out here in the back of the building and encroach on the property just a little bit. If you can see from there, there's some four square courts right here. It's going to barely hit the property. So the Green Bay Public School asked us what they would like us to do in order to accommodate them. A few options were thrown out, such as a building easement. Something our parks director likes is doing a land swap, which just is because it straightens the property out. You have a clear straight line across the dividing the two properties. The Webster Elementary or Green Bay Public School would be taking about 1.5 acres, and then the village would be getting 1 acre in return.
Where's the sledding hill on this picture?
Sledding hill is right here.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't affect the sledding hill.
Right.
I just don't want to lose my sledding hill.
A few things to point out. Green Bay Public School will be adding some additional parking that the parks can utilize during non-school hours. In the parks plan, this park has a parking shortage, so this would address some of those needs. They haven't determined which path they're going to take. They're going to take out the old sidewalk there, and then this does have to be ADA compliant, so it's going to depend on grade, but they'll be taking care of that. And then another thing to mention, there's some runoff onto the park fields, into the neighboring property owners down the hill. Green Bay Public School will be connecting with the stormwater sewer system on Woodrow over here, and then as well as putting in a stormwater basin right here to treat and slow down some of the runoff. So a couple of benefits. I guess the question here is how the Plan Commission feels about the potential land swap idea, because that is something at staff level that we like.
Can you show that again? What would be swapped? Or what is the staff looking at that would be beneficial?
So it would be this 1.5 acres is currently part of Webster Park.
Okay, and that's the villages then?
And then this 1 acre is currently part of Green Bay Public School. So it would just be drawing a line down here, straightening things out, and swapping these two pieces here. This is something that will be at the Parks Committee tomorrow night. I have an email to our attorney to see if this, if a more formal decision has to be made by the Plan Commission because it's an exchange of public property, so he's going to get back to me on that. And then if that's the case, then it would be brought back to the Plan Commission for a formal approval or decision.
When they're at, why are they adding more parking in the back? Is it for the teachers?
I don't know. I think it's for the teachers maybe, but I think also maybe for the performances that they'll be having at the...
Okay. Because that's a real ugly drop-off point for before and after school. And I wouldn't want them to do something that would make it more attractive to bring more people in there before and after school. I mean, if it's specifically like we're doing it because the, you know, for the teachers to park here, yeah, but not... We're making a drop-off point for the kids because that's just such a choke point that they shouldn't even be allowing, you know, parents to even drive in there.
Sure.
Because it's cutting off, and especially when we're putting the sidewalk in this summer to try to, you know, encourage the kids to walk to school, that they should be looking at not even allowing drop-off there anymore. But, you know, I don't, yeah, that's... They really need to look at traffic flow and encouraging the kids to walk to school. And I wouldn't want them to be thinking that they're going to put some kind of big circle of drop-off there, because that just wouldn't necessarily work.
Sure. I don't know that, but
okay.
I can find that out.
Yeah, if you can find out what... Because there's that sidewalk that's going to be going in on that street, and how is that going to cross that parking lot?
Right.
How are the kids going to get safely from that sidewalk to the school if there's... more cars driving down there.
So in case the Plan Commission or members of the public don't know, what Becky's referencing is that a few years ago we to do a sidewalk as part of the formerly Safe Routes to School program, now it's the Transportation Alternatives program. But it'd be a sidewalk along the south side of Woodrow on this side, as well as a sidewalk coming up Brook Ridge, connecting with this sidewalk here, and then also going down this west side of Woodrow. So that'll be going in this summer.
From a resident's point of view, the land swap makes sense. There's no issue not to. I mean, public land to public land, it's not like anything's being taken on or off the tax rolls.
Right.
One of the nice things that I see is they are addressing the water issue.
Yeah,
because it
exactly.
is severe.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see any detriment. There'll be less grass for us to cut.
Right. And this is
like
sloped.
20,000 square feet less grass.
Right. This is sloped in a way that we really wouldn't use it. It's not. I mean, even over here, it's not like we're transferring usable property.
Right. Yeah, I'm fine with it. Unless anybody else is. What do you want us to do?
If you want to make a motion in support or against it, that would be helpful.
What do you want us to support? The land swap idea?
The land swap. Again, if our attorney believes that we have to have a formal motion of appeal, and this would come back to you guys at that time. They're looking at starting this project in the summer, and want at least some sort of direction as far as the sentiments of the village. As far as
you might have to re-subdivide or do something there because you're going to want.
We'll have to do a survey.
Yeah,
and that's the legal fees for that, as far as what I've heard from our park director, that'll be pretty much the only cost for the village. So,
yeah.
The stormwater, the parking, everything else will be incurred by Greenville Public School.
Yeah, I'm cool. Did anybody have a motion to approve the land swap idea?
little concerned about what Becky brought up.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to get that in there with the, you know, the land swap I'm okay with. I'm just concerned about the parking and the, you know, making it walkable and keeping, you know, making sure that they're keeping that in mind when they're doing it. And I'm not sure how we could say that in this. That it, you know, I'm fine with the land swap. I think it makes sense. But I'm just concerned that we're going to have cross purposes where they're going to say, well, we're going to make it easier for people to drop off their kids in this closed space somehow.
Well, we'll run them over when they walk.
Yeah, we're going to mow them over when they're walking up that street. So that just needs to be consideration. I don't know if we need to put it into this.
I'll definitely talk to Chris. He's been our point person on this project, and I've been relaying those concerns. Because those are, I mean, you're right, that is a, especially having the sidewalk on the east side here, like Woodrow, kids are going to have to come out here and cross.
Yeah, and I mean, kind of unrelated to this, I think that the village needs to get ahead of letting the parents know this spring that those sidewalk changes are coming in the summer, so that next fall they're ready for them, kind of thing. And I don't know if anything is going to happen with that, but something needs to be letting parents know that everything is going to be changing around the school, and, you know, talking to the school district and getting a letter out and getting some kind of plan in place ahead of time with the PTO. And I've always thought that that should be encouraged, but I'm not sure who would do that.
Is that a Safe Routes grant?
Yeah, it's a Safe Routes to School grant, and they, when it was first applied for, the PTO was all for it, but that was 5 years ago, and all those parents went,
those are all gone.
So now you got a whole new set of parents who have no idea what's coming. So we need to get support and build that. And you can talk to me about it, what we can do to help, too, through the health department to do that. But so maybe if we attack it on that end and just make the land swap a separate thing.
You must have the principal on board, though, with the SRTS
grant.
Right,
we did,
and
but,
so,
you know, is it still the same principal?
The same, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it might still be Nancy, but I don't even know.
Okay. So
it's been 3 years since I've talked to anybody over there.
Okay.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the lot, concept of the lot land swap.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nor abstains.
Okay. Good idea, staff, and hopefully it all works out.
Thank you.
We removed items 9, 10, and 11 from the agenda, and so we could get out of here in a safe manner.
Before ice is up.
Yeah. So item number 12, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you. Where do you work for the school district?
I work for the architectural firm.
That's working for that.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you coming out.
I know.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, I wasn't there.